FC United continued their 100% start to the season with a thrilling 6-3 win over North Ferriby United at Boa Fold on Wednesday night in front of 1,532 supporters. The Reds began the game where they left off at Stafford on Saturday, controlling the game from midfield with good possession play and looking dangerous from the off. But it was the visitors who took the lead after a well-taken goal from the outside of the area, which saw the Villagers' Gary Bradshaw lob the ball over United keeper James Spencer to put the away team a goal up.
As nicely again from Bradshaw, Morley still up front, as and nicely played from 1-2 Bradshaw with a chip, but and it's gone in. Oh dearie, dearie.
I'm pretty sure that was meant to be a little chip to the cross, far post there, but off the outside of his left foot, and it's just glancing off the inside of the left hand post. It's just a despairing Spencer just trying to reach over his head for that one.
But United didn't let that opening goal get them down, and from a corner, Nicky Platt rose well and headed towards goal, where Matthew Wolfenden flicked the ball into the net to level the scores.
Carlos is going to float this in.
Heads it in. Oh, it's a goal! And it's that man, Martin Wolfenden again. It was a header, I think, from Lee Neville. It was a tremendous leap from Neville. It looked goal-bound anyway, but Wolfenden flashed it past the keeper in the opposite direction. And FC United on level terms on 26 minutes.
Despite controlling much of the first half, United went in at half-time level. And when play resumed for the second half, they carried on much in the same vein. Within 2 minutes, United had the lead from an unlikely source, as Villagers defender Nathan Peat seemed to be in two minds when heading clear a Richard Battersby free kick.
As Battersby will take this free kick forward. And it's an own goal! It's an own goal!
But just minutes later, the Villagers levelled the scores after a cross from the left was neatly headed home by Christopher Boulder.
Meanwhile, this cross, and this is 2-2.
Spencer Cole there, I've got to say.
Brooksby with a very, very good cross.
Conceding a goal for FC seems to only spur them on at the minute, and within 3 minutes, Ben Deegan had restored the lead.
Wolfenden loses it, Deegan tenaciously in for that, and also Cottrell now bring it forward, left hand side, can he get the ball across? It's an early cross, and it's good!
Yes!
The next 20 minutes was all about United, with large chunks of possession and efforts from Deegan and Wolfenden forcing great saves. But in another twist, the visitors countered well.
Ball on the right hand side, under the water back post, he carries a man free in the number 4.
Oh, that's a superb goal. Great cross and a superb header. So it's 3-3 now, and that was sloppy play over there on the far side, trying to keep the ball in play instead of letting it go for a throw.
The old adage, if you're not going to keep possession, clear your lines and just knock it out of play. And it was a great ball across field and a wonderful header, but I think it was the number 8 again, wasn't it? Chris Boulder.
As so often, we've played a little bit too much football.
However, the Villagers showed they were not only clinical in front of the United goal, but in front of their own net too, as they scored their second own goal of the evening to gift United the lead in the last 10 minutes after some superb play from Carlos Rocca.
Carlos Rocca in acres of space.
Great ball.
Halfway line for Carlos Rocca. Charges down, he's got play up, right, Larvin on him, but he's done well there. You can see the overlap there, if you can bring in Battersby. And it's a great ball. That's world class. Was the back post, it's right across everybody. Oh, goal! And it was an own goal. That's a long thing.
Having the lead for the third time on the night, United weren't going to let this one slip. And when Jake Cottrell turned the visiting defence inside out in their area, he was brought down by a clumsy tackle, which resulted in a penalty being awarded for the Reds.
Come on, Carlos.
To make it 5, Carlos Rocca steps up.
And yes!
FC United now putting home and dry.
Well, you think so, but it's been one of those nights tonight, hasn't it?
If Rocca's penalty was the icing on the cake, then the 6th goal from Steve Torpe was most certainly the cherry.
And they give the ball to Torpe.
Oh, brilliant. Go on, Torpe. That's fabulous. Fabulous goal. Absolutely brilliant.
That's my son. That is my son.
Said it all there, just watching the goalkeeper.
He just saw the goalkeeper. He's about a yard into the penalty area, right, and he's just chipped it into the top corner. And he knew he was in, and he was celebrating before it had gone in.
In the end, United ran out 6-3 winners in a game they controlled for large parts, and in doing so, made it 2 impressive wins from 2 games, which will surely make the rest of the teams looking for promotion sit up and take notice of the threat from the Reds that they bring to this season.